March 2000. The Taxpayer. He wanted to go to Mars on the rocket. He went down to the rocket field in the early morning and yelled in through the wire fence at the men in uniform that he wanted to go to Mars. He told them he was a taxpayer. His name was Pritchard, and he had a right to go to Mars. Wasn't he born right here in Ohio? Wasn't he a good citizen? Then why couldn't he go to Mars? He shook his fists at them and told them that he wanted to get away from Earth. Anybody with any sense wanted to get away from Earth. There was going to be a big atomic war on Earth in about 2 years, and he didn't want to be here when it happened. He and thousands of others like him, if they had any sense, would go to Mars. See if they wouldn't. To get away from wars and censorship and statism and conscription and government control of this and that, of art and science. You could have Earth. He was offering his good right hand, his heart, his head, for the opportunity to go to Mars. What did you have to do? What did you have to sign? Whom did you have to know to get on the rocket? They laughed out through the wire screen at him. He didn't want to go to Mars, they said. Didn't he know that the first and second expeditions had failed, had vanished? The men were probably dead? But they couldn't prove it. They didn't know for sure, he said, clinging to the wire fence. Maybe it was a land of milk and honey up there, and Captain York and Captain Williams had just never bothered to come back. Now, were they going to open the gate and let him in to board the third expeditionary rocket, or was he going to have to kick it down? They told him to shut up. He saw the men walking out to the rocket. "Wait for me!" he cried. "Don't leave me here on this terrible world! I've got to get away! There's going to be an atom war! Don't leave me on Earth!" They dragged him, struggling, away. They slammed the police wagon door and drove him off into the early morning, his face pressed to the rear window. And just before they sirened over a hill, he saw the red fire and heard the big sound and felt the huge tremor as the silver rocket shot up and left him behind on an ordinary Monday morning on the ordinary planet Earth.